CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get into it. George Meany is here. It's time for the Auto Trader Power Pod. This is where we get to check in with George once a week on what's going on in the world of the car, of the lifestyle of motoring. And even though that has changed substantially since the beginning of this lockdown, we are steadily getting to the point now where people are starting to travel more. I was joking earlier with Leanne that many people just don't seem to care about the fact that there is a curfew after nine, because a friend of mine was telling me yesterday he's been driving around after nine at night, you know, coming back from meetings and so on, and doing things that he needed to do. And he said people don't care, that the roads are busy after 9 o'clock, and it would be like if there wasn't a curfew. So clearly it seems that old habits are starting to come back into play. George, how is everything looking in the market? You guys keep a hawk eye on all of these things. What can you tell us?
Yeah, how's it, Gareth? Sorry, I had your show streaming before I came on. Close the tab.
All right.
That's why, dumbass. Sia's expressions are.
George, I'm trying to be serious. We are not going to make this a third week in a row with something going wrong.
They find you hilarious, George. You made Sia and Leanne laugh every single week.
Okay, cars, let's talk.
You know, Gareth, we in lockdown and even after lockdown, what do you think, do you think people are going to use airplanes as much as they did before? Are they going to use hotels, guest houses? Is all that stuff going to just go back to normal?
Well, I hope it goes back to some kind of normal.
I hope it goes back to some kind of normal. But the CEO of Airbnb, Mr. Brian Chesky, reckons that there won't be normality very quickly, and people will be using cars or their private vehicles more for holidays than ever before.
Hmm.
I mean, you can think about why put yourself in an aircraft when you can drive? The prediction is that when this does start to normalize and we can go on holiday, that people will be using their cars more and more and more. So what kinds of cars will people be using? And what kinds of cars would more than likely be minibuses, vans, SUVs. So we expect that sort of car to become even more in demand in the future, because I mean, I'm even thinking of using a camper van to go on holiday when we can, because I just don't want to stay in a hotel or a guest house.
Oi, I don't know about camper vans, but otherwise you made sense. I'm not a fan of camper vans and caravans, but that's something, that's my problem, not yours.
What was that thing with caravans and what?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
There's something you used to say about caravans.
No, I just hate them. I just...
I'm not a caravan fan. I mean, why be like a tortoise and carry your own house with you? But maybe that's going to be the thing of the future, because people aren't going to want to stay in hotels and guest houses. How do you know the hotel or guest house has been sanitized? The inside of your car is like a cocoon. You're it's a way to get out and socially distance.
Okay. I like the idea of your private car being a little cocoon, but you can't live in it. There's got to be a limit here. And I like the fact that when I get back into, you know what my favorite thing is about going out now, and I do occasionally during the day, is getting back in the car and taking off that stupid mask.
Oh, I hate the mask. Do you wear your mask in your car when you drive?
No, but I've seen lots of people who do that, and it's crazy. It's so unnecessary.
It is unnecessary. I don't think it's a requirement to wear your mask in your car.
No, I think it started from a woman who phoned into a radio station and said she had her mask hanging off of one ear and her window was a bit open. And she was pulled over by a cop who said, "You can't have your window open and no mask."
I've been pulled over once or twice, and all I do is before I open the window, put the mask on and speak to the police.
Okay.
That's the way to do it. And then
I can't wear my mask because I'm busy smoking illegal cigarettes.
All right.
Good for you.
Don't those the cigarettes you bought in February, Leanne?
Yeah, sure. I'm a really slow smoker.
Okay. Yeah.
So victory for motorists, because the expired licenses have been extended. So if your license expired between March and August, it will now be valid until January 2021.
Oh, good news. Because I actually got a call last week, George, after we spoke. I got a call from your friend Leighton Beard, who's at the AA, and he said he'd been listening to our show last week, and they're petitioning government, obviously, to get this passed, which, thank goodness, they seem to have been victorious in.
Yes, they have. And so now all licenses are valid until January 2021, which is brilliant news, because you can't really get an appointment now.
No. There's no appointments available. So if you have an expired license, you're technically in big trouble. And luckily, government has seen that that's a stupid situation for people to find themselves in through no fault of their own.
Exactly. And then finally, Kia decides to make a movie of its own, a Fast and Furious movie. So an American movie has American movies have taken a major hit, as you know.
Yeah.
The next episode of the Fast and the Furious obviously can't be made, and Kia's taken it upon themselves to make their own movie. So the movie has been produced by Kia's creative agency. Agency's got an interesting name, David and Goliath. And it's divided into 13 individual 15-second pre-rolls. Obviously, it's a little bit probably self-serving, because it's going to act as a commercial as well. Sure. But a car company making a movie.
Yeah, but you see why that's not a problem is because idiots who watch Fast and the Furious wouldn't even know the difference.
No, well, I'm picturing like a drag race scene with a Picanto. And all I can think about is it won't be Fast and Furious. It will just be slow and tame.
Oh, Sia, you have no idea. People who watch Fast and the Furious wouldn't know the difference. They honestly wouldn't.
Vin Diesel or The Rock can't even put in a little Picanto.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that, you know, good. At least they're trying to find a solution. They're trying to find something for themselves to do during this ridiculous situation we're all in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, good on them. They're trying to keep us entertained. That's the main thing.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, George. All right. Very good, George Meany. You can find out more about what's going on in the world of motoring if you listen to Auto Central. I heard you guys on. I was listening earlier this week, and you can get new episodes every second week on cliffcentral.com. And you can always go and check on Auto Trader, what's going on in the market, because they have all the latest info. They have plenty of dealers on there who are buying and selling cars the whole time, and you can find out what the world is like outside of your front door, especially if you haven't been out of your house for a long time. George keeps us informed every Friday here on the Auto Central Power Pod. And thanks, George. Nice to see you as always. It's Friday, which means your weekend starts now. I've been holding out hope that someone will say to me something fun is happening this weekend, but alas.
I'm going to a rave.
Ah, you lying. I wish it was true, though.
Yeah,
hey, wait a minute. We were talking about flying earlier. George, are you able to fly planes right now?
So the Civil Aviation Authority has allowed us to do what's called proficiency flights. So I'm about to apply for one today. The proficiency flight lasts 7 days. And
that's a long flight.
Yeah. He's not flying for 7 days.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
So, yeah, what happens, George?
Where are you buying those cigarettes, man?
Honestly.
So the proficiency flight allows you to fly for a period of 7 days, not continuously. And you're allowed to fly on your own unless you have another pilot in the airplane for you for safety reasons. Other than that, you can't have passengers. But you're allowed to fly. So I'm going to go and do that this weekend.
Okay.
Nice. And then we also wanted to know, have you flown a helicopter?
No. I've flown in a helicopter, but I've never flown a helicopter.
And is it something that might interest you?
Yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to fly two airplanes, one a jet-powered airplane and two a helicopter.
There you go.
All right, George, thanks very much. Cliffcentral.com.